Tony was sort of getting in the outs with Lefty, because Lefty was starting to ignore him a lot. And Lefty was sort of had to back off of the Stardust, too, and because of all his heat. So Al Sachs was put in there. And Al Sachs is actually from Detroit, but he was definitely connected to Chicago. So he wound up running the Stardust and the other casinos in this period of time, towards the end. Now, Tony, at the time, I didn't know until he sort of slipped one day. And the reason why he slipped was because of Lefty's wife, Jerry. I'm sitting in my restaurant, and this woman comes in, and I knew who she was. It was Jerry Rosenthal. And she comes right up to me, and she says, "Where's the little guy?" I said, "Well, it's quite obvious he's not here." She says, "Well, I know you know how to get a hold of him, and I need to talk to him." She was very forceful. So I says, "Well, why don't you just have a seat here, and I'll go to the payphone and make a call." So she did. Non-benown to her at that time, actually, Tony was in my place lounge right next door. So I went next door, and I told him that this Jerry was there. And in the restaurant, Ernie was also with me. So he said, "Well, wait about 15 minutes, go back and tell her that I'm on my way here." But in that meantime, he says, "Have Ernie move her fucking car, park it somewhere, so it's not spotted, parked there." I said, "Okay." So I tell Ernie, and he gets the keys from her. She understood what was taking place, and her car is moved. And then eventually I bring her into my place lounge. And she's screaming at Tony about Lefty and what just took place, and about she wanted to kill Lefty. "You're my sponsor. You got to take care of this guy." So I walked out of her. I didn't want to hear none of that shit. Anyway, after she's gone, I walk up to Tony and I say, "What the fuck is going on with this broad? It's not what I think, is it?" And he said, "You know something, Brahma?" He says, "You know, when the dick gets hard, the mind goes soft." He says, "Yeah, I screwed her, and I surely fucked up." I said, "Tony, we're in fucking trouble." I says, "If these guys back in Chicago ever find us out, we're dead." He says, "The only one they could tell them would be her." He says, "And she's not about to tell him, as long as she thinks I'm in her corner." I says, "Well, I hope they never question me about it." He said, "Well, what are you going to say?" "I'm going to tell them no." I said, "But, you know, that's going to cause me to get hit in the fucking head with you, and I didn't even get laid." So he started laughing, and she went on her way, and there was a feud that day, and where she was approached by Nancy in front of Lefty's house, and she had a gun. Nancy's Tony Splacho's wife. And Nancy didn't exactly know what was going on, that Tony was screwing Jerry at the time. And the police were there, and Nancy, being a little short girl, actually wound up wrestling the gun away from her. And what she did was she saved Jerry's life, because the cops surely would have shot her if she kept on flashing that gun around. So now everything is up for grabs.